ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Ah, yes, the news you've been waiting for, Jordan the intern.
What?
Johnny Manziel to start for the Canadian Football League's Montreal Alouettes.
Yes, I had money
Friday.
On them.
What?
I had money on them.
Are you even old enough to gamble? Don't you have to be like 21?
I mean.
Exactly. Moving on, Johnny Manziel will make his first start on Friday night after six games as a backup. The Montreal Alouettes head coach Mike Sherman, you remember him,
yeah,
told Canadian reporters on Tuesday he will face the Hamilton Tiger Cats, who traded him to Montreal. He was the backup there for a package of two first-round draft picks. Wow. Look at that. Johnny Football Joey. Cost two draft picks. First round draft picks.
Will this be aired on ESPN?
No, I don't think on ESPN. Aww. I don't know where you can go see the CFL, but
no. I've seen a couple games.
Mm-hmm. Johnny says, I've tempered my expectations to not reach too high. I want to come in. I want to play some solid football. That's what I want to do. I realize there are going to be some growing pains to get there because it is a process. I've been away from the game a little bit. I'm excited to get some reps, and I know I'm going to be putting in the time that I need to off the field to expedite the process. There you go. Joey, since he was a Cleveland Brown at one point, are you rooting for the Montreal Alouettes?
Si, oui.
Alouette, oui, oui. Jordan, you know to speak French in Montreal.
Oui.
Yeah, oui.
Oui, yeah. Oui. He speaks Spanish too, don't you? See?
Yeah. I tell you what. Wow. That French class is really paying off for you.
Well,
I can only
say a few phrases, Gus.
You had an entire summer of French. How can you only say a few phrases?
Because it's intro to French class. It's not you know what? You're going to learn the whole language. You know, most of the people in America don't even know how to say all of the English words.
You know what this sounds like to me?
What?
Can full of excuses.
You know what? I got a B on my French. All right?
I don't buy it.
I know what you're saying.
A B gets you a few phrases? That's what a B is? So if I could say a sentence, is that an A?
No, Gus. I could, you know, talk. And
can you?
Well,
intro us to Corey. Say now on the Sports Hangover, we go to Corey on the phone.
I don't know how to say sports hangover in French.
It's you say sports hangover. It's like I'm saying in Spanish.
I'll help you, Jordan, in French. You ready?
Here we go.
Not the sports hangover. Here's Corey on the phone.
No. All you did was give it an accent.
Oh, okay. I was kind of clueless.
You're not helping at all, Joey.
See?
Bad influence. Corey, thanks for calling the show. What you got for us?
Hey, how you doing, guys? I just have one request, Gus. I know this is terrible, but I wasn't having the best day, and that right there made my day. Is it possible you can play that sound quick for Michael Vick again, please?
The Michael Vick sound?
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy. All right.
Like I said, I'm sorry. I wasn't having the best day, but that changed my whole day around right there.
Yeah, that was one of Pepito's finest works there, in which he just, he's like, oh, you got some Michael Vick sound for you. I'm like, do you? And here it is.
I grab a dog, and I choke him. And I kick the shit out of him. And I all day long, I put up a dog's ass. Just bang, bang, bang up his ass. That's my pleasure. Just
fly together. There we go. Yeah. Exactly.
I know it's terrible, man. Thank you.
There it is. We play the requests.
Well, at least we made someone's day.
Yeah, we did. Actually, one of the, and it's only because it's in the M's. Did you ever hear the Michael Bolton softball video? This was when we first started the show. Apparently, he's a softball expert. I kid you not. Look it up. Google, YouTube, the works.
Michael Bolton?
Michael Bolton, how to play winning softball. You think I'm joking?
Welcome
don't
to
you?
The best slow pitch softball instructional tape you'll ever see. I know what you're thinking. What does Michael Bolton have to do with softball?
Pause. Yes. Everyone right now is thinking that. I'm just all right, go ahead. Keep going.
The fact is, I love it. Just about as much as I love my music. If you follow this technique, you're going to hit so hard, so fast, you're not going to believe it. Oh, yes. And to be able to tour and play in front of 15,000, 20,000 people a night, and on stage now, invite them to the softball game we're going to have tomorrow afternoon. And the guys in the band, I introduce them. Sometimes I introduce them instead of as the keyboard player, I introduce them as the first baseman.
It's the call of the wild. Play ball!
Maybe they can play guitar, but they're not going to be able to hit or field.
When you get your pitch, it comes right at you. You crack it, just like hitting a good rim shot.
When you're up there in front of that audience, every song is a home run. Every single song, and some of them are grand slams. I would like to take this game to another level. I want to do a lot of celebrity games, a lot of fundraising, at the same time, play some great teams. I'd like to take a challenge around America and challenge the best teams in each state and in each city. It's a crazy, frenetic life, but I wouldn't change it for the world. Music, softball, and the chance to see and meet my fans up close. I love it.
Hey, Michael Bolton, you just sang the national anthem at the World Series. What are you going to do next?
What am I going to do next? I'm going to go play some softball. That's what I'm going to do next.
The Sports Hangover.
I mean, seriously, like, that's real.
Wait, play that last little part, the Sports Hangover.
I just, again, softball. Michael Bolt, instructional video. I don't even know where
Wait,
to go.
Wait, is that 52 minutes I'm seeing on YouTube?
What?
Michael Bolton winning softball.
Yes, he's a softball instructor.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to learn from the best.
I'm just, Joey, if Paul Maneri and the LSU Tigers don't do well this year, maybe you should call in Michael Bolton.
Yep.
You know?
Or just play this on the big screen.
Just say it. Like, that's all. Okay, one more sounder, and then I'm going to play something that was fun to do over the weekend. I did find the Mickey Loomis sounder.
Ooh.
Mickey Loomis had a sounder. Makes sense.
Oh, ho, ho, it's Magic
Mickey.
You ain't lying about that.
Magic Mickey. That was his nickname on the ability to somehow circumvent, work within the cap. I have no idea how the last several years Mickey Loomis has done what he's done with the salary cap. He's going to have to be Magic Mickey coming up here in a couple of years. He's going to have to pay a lot of people. So, anyway. All right, so over the weekend, we had some fun, Jordan, and I wanted to kind of get the feel of what some fans were kind of thinking about this football team since it was open practices. And we walked into a couple of folks, a pair of kids. Let's start with them, Max and Caden. Asked them about the Saints.
All right, Max and Caden out here watching practice. How excited are y'all about the team this year?
Very excited about it.
Yes, sir. You're very excited. Yes, sir.
Why are you so excited?
Because we're going to be really good. Kamara is my favorite player. He's a stud.
Is that why you're wearing a jersey?
Yes, sir.
What excites you about Kamara?
Just the way he moves and how fast he is on the field.
Max, who's your favorite player?
I like Lattimore. I just like the way he plays.
Right over here. So offense, defense, huh?
Yes, sir.
Defense wins championships?
Yes, sir.
Think the defense is going to be a lot better than last year?
Hopefully.
What about expectation levels? Where do you think this team goes this year?
All the way.
Super Bowl.
Yes, sir.
All right, what about you?
All the way.
Wow. All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Can't wait to hear. Oh, man, you should be as polite as those kids. I was just waiting.
You
for
know
it.
What?
I was gonna wait for. No. I'm just gonna say it for you, so you save your breath.
It was coming. So you know what? You and I are starting to get a little.
Yeah, telecommunication.
I like that. Yeah. I like you. So you definitely knew. I was gonna say it'd be nice to be called sir every now and then around here.
I knew it was coming.
Comes another fan.
Hi, man. What's your name, bud?
My name is Yuri Ramsey.
All right, man. So what are the predictions you think this year for this team?
I predict this year we're going to get over 12 wins.
12 wins?
12.
Oh, man.
12 wins.
Are you as excited as you've ever been about this team?
Oh, man. This year, I think it's the year.
Why?
Well, you know, I think we got different pieces that we're putting together in the right spots. I think this year we're going to make it.
So, with that being said, I see you got the Cam Jordan jersey.
Yes,
indeed.
Is that
your favorite player? Who are you most excited to see while you're out here today?
Cam, my favorite player. Defense, win championships.
I'm talking about.
So, I'm going with Cam this year.
All right, Cam it is.
Defensive player of the year, Cam.
Hey, Joey, you have the show open ready, right? You have it handy if you needed to replay it, the top of the hour open?
Yes, you're talking about, yes.
I'm just going to talk about the intro? Yeah, the intro to the show here in a second.
Okay.
In a second, I'm going to call for it because the next fan, and I'm going to play his interview in its entirety.
Okay.
But something struck me while he said it, and then something struck me while I cut it this morning so we could play it. So Brian and Ola, East Jordan and I, we're approaching fans and doing it. So it's all three of us. Listen to the beginning of this one, Joey.
What's your name, man?
Mark.
Martin?
Mark.
Mark?
Yep.
Wow. As in Mark Ingram?
No.
Oh, you don't like Mark?
Southern Miss guy right here, right?
Yeah, definitely.
That's I like that. I like Brian from Ola East. I listen to the show, hey, and I respect it. Go ahead.
Hold on. Let's try that again. Southern Miss guy is how he referred to me.
Uh-huh.
But he knew Brian's name, Brian and Ola East.
He didn't even mention me if it makes you feel any better.
Joey, can you play the show open real quick? Just very quick. Just go ahead and play it.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Stop it. Fan. Right there. It's interesting. I don't know. I'm not saying it. I'm letting it get to me. It is interesting.
It's obviously got to you.
No, I'm just saying it's, we started since 2010.
The psychology's working, Jordan.
In yep. January, it is interesting going in our, I don't know, what, ninth or tenth year. Like every day, three times a day, literally 2 seconds in, my name is said. Brian and Ola East's name is never said. And Mark goes, oh, yeah, Southern Miss guy. And Brian and Ola East.
I know him.
Yeah. Brian's on the line. Shockingly, Brian and Ola East found a way to make a phone call here. What do you want?
For the love of sweet baby Jesus, could you please stop talking positively about the Saints? Please, just don't do it.
Why? What right? are you talking about? Right? I want some Kool-Aid.
No, don't, not just cool, don't drink Kool-Aid, don't drink alcohol, don't drink flavored water at this point. Nobody needs your curse rubbing off on the Saints right now. Things work much, much better when you have doubt.
Ooh.
Hey, Brian.
Do I need to give examples?
Brian?
Yes? Hey, Gates, you are the savior. Oh, God, no. Black and gold, Super Bowl. Black please, gold. No.
What? I can't hear you.
No.
I can't hear him.
Well, see you later, Drew. It was nice seeing you on the practice field.
What are you talking about, see you later? Nope, nobody's saying see you later anything. I'm just excited.
No, don't be excited.
Why? I'm excited. You were at practice this weekend. You're going to tell me you're not excited?
Okay, but I'm different. I'm not you. I mean, when you thought the Cubs had no chance of winning the World Series, boom, mm-hmm. That's when they win it. You thought the Saints had no chance at a playoff spot because, well, maybe if the rookies can do this and maybe if they can do that, no. In fact, you didn't even think that the Saints had a chance in Minnesota after a while. And all of a sudden, here they go, comeback kids. Gus, please, for the love of sweet baby Jesus, just say something negative.
Go work for the Atlanta Falcons, please, Gus.
Wow. Oh, wow. Now, where did that come from?
And, hey, while you're at, you know, since you know, reminiscing and doing a little throwback to the old Sounders. Can you find my man Junior Gillette? Because I feel like saying 60 or better.
I can't find the 60 or better one. I know I had the man. I thought I had the actual sound of the belting as well, but I do have this one for you.
60, you better.
There you go, just for you. Was that your favorite one?
About the same thing.
Was that your favorite one, by the way?
When before Julian Gillette and I decided that we were going to have a Royal Rumble, I used to like the sound that we had for him. It was the Haitian guy from Bad Boys 2.
Yeah, I have
that. Like that one.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I have that.
So, so Brian, was this Twitter beef? Was this Twitter beef?
What? What Twitter?
No,
beef?
This was real life. Like, if we saw each other, we'd probably throw hands.
No, here it is, right here.
Who that? Who in my house?
I'm the devil. Who's asking?
The devil is not welcome here.
That's it. Yep, there it is. No,
oh,
I mean,
that used to be my favorite.
Dude, Jordan does not believe me that you and Junior did not get along.
Like, where did this
take
place?
It was for real. It took place starting off of Twitter, but Junior didn't like the idea that the young lady he allegedly beat down in Kenner kind of befriended me to tell me her side of the story, and I kind of just put the information out there. He wasn't too happy about that. Oh, by the way, when Junior decided to go all involved and say F. Sean Payton, I just so happened to be the one that released the video and kind of got him in trouble, which was kind of close to the last straw for him getting going. Mm-hmm. He's not too happy about me.
There it
wow.
is.
He used to have his goons send me, like, direct messages of what they would do if they caught me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd go in those areas.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, no, Brian was threatened.
I'm antagonistic.
Yeah.
Is he really?
Yes.
Do we have pictures of this?
What do you mean? What, first off, why do you doubt?
I don't doubt y'all. I just
no, you're doubting
I'm
us.
I want to read it.
You're doubting
I'm going to read it.
I mean, the fact that you're doubting it, he wants pictures, Brian.
I
want
to read
he's
it.
He's doubting you.
Yeah, like, he needs proof.
No, I believe you. I need to read
no,
it.
Yeah. Trust me when we
I'm,
tell
I'm
you.
Pretty sure I'm pretty sure he blocked me or something like that at one point, so it went all the way. But I'm pretty sure somebody out there can kind of cooperate just besides myself and Gus. It was pretty nasty.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely interesting. Although, for the most part, I think after that, y'all did kind of have a relationship. It was really weird. Like, he confided in you and like,
yeah,
told
like
you.
Yeah, that's the weirdest part.
Yeah. I know.
I got it now.
Which reminds me of the next sounder for you.
Apology accepted.
From Macho Man.
that was a little thing I used to do as well, Jordan. I used to pretend I was a Macho Man.
All right. So, you know, since we have you on, I want you to explain, how does Mark, the Saints fan, know your name and not mine?
What do you mean? Because I interact with people on social media.
Yeah.
Probably
well,
they could read them live.
True, okay, true. Fine. That's what it is. We'll hear what Mark had to say when
That's
we come back.
I have more followers.
Okay. Go do what you're
follow
doing.
Follow me at BrianPNR, everybody. And don't
no,
follow
stop God. It. You see? Let me tell you something. Is he still on?
Yes.
See, he doesn't know, but I did keep tabs. Over the weekend, I got like 130 new followers, and I'm only like 40 away. I was going to let him know the day I was going to need a surprise phone call and be like, you might want to check your Twitter account. See who has more.
But I don't understand why he doesn't have the blue check.
Exactly.
He deserves the blue check.
Nah, I don't know about all that. Got to be verifiable to be verified.
It's called you know somebody that can do, put that on there.
I don't know anybody at
He's
Twitter.
He's still listening, yeah.
Exactly.
He's still listening, aren't you, Brian?
Uh-oh.
Yes, I'm still here.
Wait a minute. I thought you'd hung up.
This is what I do.
Mm-hmm. See, now he's going to go there and go, you know, that's it. That's it.
Oh, yeah, I'm about to do a Twitter blast now. I'm going to have a bunch of people follow me.
Yep, that's it. It's a Twitter war now.
Yes.
There
now, I'm for real. I'm going this time, guys. It was good talking to y'all, man. See you soon.
Right. See you soon.
All right, safe travels.
There he is, Brian and Elise. Quick break. We come back. We'll hear from what Mark actually had to say. Huge Saints fan. He actually stopped by afterwards, Jordan, at New Orleans Harley-Davidson, just like you can this Saturday. We're going to be there. Well, Saturday is during training camp that there's an open practice across the street. I don't know. What is it? Two blocks, Jordan, if that?
Not even.
Not even that. And if you park in the parking lot, you go out and you take a right and it's right there. It's like basically center field at the Shrine on Airline at the ballpark. So it's two buildings to the left of the Winn-Dixie right there. It's right there. Free beer, food. And what was the food? You saw it. You had chicken breasts. You had
burgers.
Sausage. The sausage was really good. Just the right amount of kick, too. Free water. It's a massive, like, what is it? The fisherman's ice chest? You know, yeah. The big white ice chest? That's just filled with bottled water. Free snowballs.
Free beer.
Free beer that was there as well that you did not partake in. You did finally go get your snowball, though. You got like two.
I got one snowball.
You were greedy. You went with two.
I got one snowball, but I wanted the one at the Saints training camp because I'm media and I want to be special.
You're not. Anyway, if you'd like some snowballs, free food, free beer, free what have yous, if you're at practice, cross the street afterwards, even if you don't go to practice, we're going to be there from 12 to 2. So it's basically whenever they wrap up, maybe 11:45 or 12, but they start at 11. So you don't have to wait for us to get there. Just walk in. It's inside. It's no hassle. No one, you know, you don't need to test drive a bike or anything. They want to celebrate training camp. You know, that's all it is. And, they want to help feed and quench some thirsts of Saints fans as well. So Saturday, New Orleans Harley-Davidson across the street from where the Saints are holding their training camp. We'll be back. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
This Black and Gold Training Camp Report is sponsored by Habana Port Cigar Merchants, with locations in Metairie and Baton Rouge. Browse their large selection of premium cigars, accessories, and gift items, and visit them online at Habana Port.
I see you get my opinions every day. I thought it'd be interesting to get fans' opinions as to what they sort of feel, and I'll look past the fact that Mark doesn't know my name, but knows Brian and Nola East. Here's what Mark had to say when we were asking him a little back and forth about his who dats.
What's your name, man?
Mark.
Martin?
Mark.
Mark?
Yep.
Wow. As in Mark Ingram?
No.
Oh, you don't like Mark?
Southern Miss guy right here, right?
Yeah, definitely.
That's I like that. I like Brian from Nola East. I listen to the show, and I respect it. Go ahead. Not trying to steal the show.
No, it's fine. How excited are you about this team this year?
On paper, the team looks great. We're going to see what happens. You know, I hope they don't, you know, get this, you know, the pride before the fall kind of deal going on. I'm concerned, you know, Drew Brees, you're hearing people say 3-4 more years. I think realistically, if we get 2 more years out of him, great. I'm looking forward to him breaking the yards record. I'm really excited about that. I think no matter if he only wins one title in his career, he deserves to enjoy that. And I think it's about winning, but it matters to me that he gets to enjoy this amazing record. People don't realize how big this is going to be. Because, I mean, that's the all-time yards record, right? It's crazy.
You think, obviously, with this offense, with Kamara and the additions of Ben Watson, Tre'Quan Smith, and Cameron Meredith, he can get easily to those 5,000 yards. You'll see the offense that we used to see in 2009 and 11.
I think they've built the offensive lineup to where it's protect him in his older, you know, career here. His later in his career here, you know, we got this balanced attack. And, like, I'm looking forward to seeing this UCF kid. Like he says, I mean, we're very – just on paper. I mean, I said that a few years ago. It didn't work out. If we stay healthy, we're going to see what happens, you know. 12-4 on paper. 12-4.
So is the Super Bowl a bust for you?
I mean, you know what? I'm ride or die. You know, 6-10, I'm still going to go. So are all these people. Look at this. This is more than a Pelicans game. Look at the fan base here. This is crazy.
There's a few more fans, yes, than the Pelicans. Who's your favorite player, man? Is it Drew?
I love Lattimore. I think his attitude so early on in his career is just amazing to me, and it says a lot that he came in and that, I don't know, that Ohio State winning attitude is starting to transcend, you know, and it's like we're seeing so many players here with the Saints that are Ohio State, you know. I know it's a lot of LSU fans around here, but Ohio State's taking over the Saints, you know. I mean, so I got Lattimore is great. He is a leader as last year as a rookie, just a leader. You know, the amazing butt interception. Just he's just got something about him. He just good things happen around him.
Mark, you did say 12 wins, so you know you're going to get some wins. If there's one of those 12 wins that's a must, they got to beat this team. I think I know the answer, but who is it?
Not the Falcons, Eagles. The Eagles. We got to beat the Eagles. We got to show, you know, because they were a small market and they don't really per se like to talk about us much. We beat the Eagles. We beat the champs. People are going to be talking. They're going to be forced to talk about it. So,
all right, thanks, right? Mark. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you. All right,
so it's
man.
It's interesting. We asked several fans, Jordan, about what game that there was one on a schedule that they had to win. But I thought for sure, it's like for me, it's the Falcons. It was interesting he said the Eagles there because I like what he said. If the Saints beat the, you know, defending champs, I think the Minnesota, I heard a lot too.
Yeah, I was surprised
people
by the lack
Minnesota.
Of a lack of Falcons.
But it makes sense. Again, revenge on the Vikings, and I don't even have to tell you how many people today, with the Stephon Diggs news of his extension, 40 guaranteed, 81 total over 5 years, the Vikings are stacked. The Vikings are set to win for a while.
Yep.
The Vikings are loaded.
They are.
The Vikings are going to go all the way.
They might.
Got a few choice words in there. You know what? That's the game. Go up there where that stupid horn is blowing all the time.
Can we go?
And whoop their tail. That's what I want to see. And I just almost knocked my headphones off. I'm serious.
He's steaming over here. Y'all should see him. His face is turning very red.
The Vikings. Look at him. They're stacked. Stephon Diggs.
You need some Kool-Aid to calm
you
down.
I mean, seriously.
You need some Kool-Aid Stephon to
Diggs
chill you out.
Gets 40 mil guaranteed? 81? Give me the Saints receiver. Maybe I am drinking too much Kool-Aid.
Yeah, now the Kool-Aid's starting to get to your head. Sugar Rush is coming.
I'm just, like I said, if we could have converted one stupid third down.
Yeah, but then
we
could have missed the field goal.
One third down. No, he wasn't missing.
We could have. Who's to say he
wouldn't
have
missed
it?
Not missing. It was just one.
Who's to say it wasn't blocked?
One third. How about just show up in the first half? Would have been great, too, right? I'm sorry.
Drink some more Kool-Aid.
Let's go to Arlene and Wes. This was a husband-wife couple that we asked about. They were decked out in Saints gear.
Hey, how you doing? What's your name?
Arlene O'Neill.
Wes Simmons.
Who's that?
And you?
Yeah, we know who you are.
Some random guy.
Exactly, yeah. Right.
Hey, have you found that a lot of fans are excited about this season?
Most definitely. I think everybody's excited about the season. We have two right here. We're just telling me the Saints are going all the way.
I'm pausing for a second. You know I asked that to the couple, right? And then Bronny and Elise thought I was asking.
Wait, are you serious? I thought you were asking Brian also.
No, I wasn't asking Brian. I know if Brian's excited or not. It would be like if you're standing next to me and I go, hey, what do you guys think about this season? And then you just start talking.
I thought you were doing that because, like, you were acting like he was one of the fans. And
no, why would I? He's standing next to me on this side of the barricade. We're asking people on the other side of the barricade.
Typical.
Yes, typical Brian and Elise. Let's continue.
That's right. Amen. Because we got Drew Brees.
Just Drew Brees?
And Kamara. I like Kamara. Mm-hmm.
What about the defensive side of the ball?
Okay, I'll let him talk.
I think we're about as deep as we've ever been, and especially the backfield, the defensive backfield, and all around. And the first-round pick, yeah, it was a lot to go out to get him and lose two first rounds, you know, one for next year as well, but if he's what Sean Payton thinks, that's what we need, that pass rush. So I think our defense is looking great this year.
How long have you been a Saints fan?
My whole life.
Is this one of the most excited, I guess, off seasons or heading into the season that you've ever been?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Even more than 09?
Well, no, we won the Super Bowl in 09.
Yeah, but did you know you were going to win the
well,
Super
Bowl? Well, no.
That's what I'm saying. Do you kind of sense and feel that
I do.
There's a lot of more excitement like that we can make a run?
Absolutely. I think we're going to go to the Super Bowl again this year.
What about you? Are you as excited as you've ever been going?
I think this team compared to the 09 team is hands down better all around. And, for far as the all-around team, but, I thank God for that 09 team. But I think last year we had the possibility of making that run, and, it ended on a freak play. But but I think this year here we're going to go all the way. We're not going to have that. We're going to keep on going forward to the Super Bowl.
It's interesting. He said, like the 09 season, you've made the comparisons that – the Saints in the last 2 years have absolutely tried to build a team that mimicked the 2009 season.
Same blueprint. They're looking like they're trying to get the same type of guys, ball hawk on the back end, that free safety, corners that can lock down the outside, and, of course, speed with the pass rush because Dennis Allen, much like Greg Williams, likes to bring the blitz. With that being said, how do you guys feel the biggest game of the season will be outside of the division? What game do you think that's going to be the biggest game that they have to play?
I think Minnesota. I think we've got something to prove there, and we hadn't had much luck with them, but I think we're a better team, even though they made a lot of changes as well. But I think we're going to make a good run this year. I believe we're going to win a division hands down, and we're going to make a run for the Super Bowl.
Okay, this is the hard question for you. What team do you hate more, the Falcons or the Cowboys?
Wow. We go to the Atlanta game, so I don't know about saying that. What am I supposed to say?
Falcons.
The Falcons.
Perfect. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's right. Mm-hmm. just coerced her a little bit. She responded on Facebook, by the way. She wanted to make sure when she said they go to Falcons games, they go to that game in Atlanta, that they don't go to Falcons games as Falcons fans. So, thanks, Arlene. What are you grinning about now?
Nothing. I'm just reading this headline.
What?
LeBron James won't shut the door on possibly making a last return
seriously
to Cleveland in the future.
Oh. No, don't know. Don't buy into it.
Take my talents
Stop
back,
it.
Back.
Yeah. Back.
Yeah.
Great. Fantastic.
To Akron.
Now I'm going to give him props for what he did with his school. Okay. Did you see what he did by opening the school up there?
Mm-hmm.
It's nice. What have you done?
Sorry, I'm only 19. I guess I can make. I probably got all of 4,000 in my bank account.
Hey, you got to give back somehow. Figure it out.
Yeah, I guess I could just make a school off of, you know.
make a school, I know.
The little money I have.
In all seriousness, it's great. As we go to the break, that's one of the things that's so awesome about him is that he has given back a ton. And look, obviously NBA players, man, their contracts are big. And it'd be great to see a lot more people that have that kind of money to give back in little ways like that to the community, whether it's pools, redoing YMCAs and communities and things of that nature. Be great, though. That's awesome news, though, what he did opening up. And he's also paying for those kids' college education. So it's kind of like a grammar school, high school sort of thing. You know, you test in, and he's got you. He's got you covered. So a little focus on education there. I like that. Take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have... Welcome back. Saints with the day off today. Get back at it tomorrow again. Some of the top storylines out there that we've been touching on. MGM and the NBA becoming partners. First ever major sports league, U.S. sports league, rather, to sign an official betting sponsor. So there you go. Mm-hmm. The NBA believes that gaming partners should compensate the league for the commercial value of its intellectual property. And sources said the NBA did that in the deals. We said the NBA is calling it an integrity fee. It gives the league a percentage of the amount wagered on NBA games and events. The league was looking for a 0.20% to 1% cut on total bets made on the NBA to compensate for increased compliance costs the NBA believes will arise from expanding legal sports betting in the U.S. The integrity fee is strongly opposed by the American Gaming Association, whose position is that it unfairly taxes operators whose margins are already razor thin. They make money. Stop. But again, to my point that I was saying, 1 to 2% was what the NBA was discussing in the NFL. Right after, you know, the Supreme Court said, go ahead, make it happen. I had heard through sources close to the situation, they wanted like 5. So Vegas and them were like, yeah, we don't need you anyway. Deuces. So we don't put the logo next to it, but we can still write the city's name. You know what I'm saying? Instead of saying the New Orleans Saints or putting the Saint logo, they just put New Orleans v. New York. You know what I'm saying? It's like, but again, that's why, if you're wondering why, you've seen the NFL kind of have a different take on this is because of that. It all comes down to the take. It all comes down to a take. So it's coming. And it's about to be big. MGM and GVC Holdings announced a $100 million joint venture to create an online gaming experience. MGM also formed a partnership with Boyd Gaming on Monday that allows the companies to eventually offer online and mobile sports gambling in states where sports gambling becomes legal. And either of the two have physical casinos as well. So Jordan, the intern, if Louisiana ever decides to join some of the rest of the states that do it. You could just grab your app on your phone. You know, you put in whatever form of payment that you would like to sort of do. And just like you use your mobile device for, you know, fantasy. There you go.
Boop, boop, boop. You don't like ESPN fantasy, apparently.
Now, look, here's the thing. Jordan, during the break, was asking me, we're doing fantasy football. Like, yes, we're doing fantasy football. Every year but last year, and, you know, Nick was running the web, and you know, and he loves the ESPN fantasy site. I'm more partial to the NFL.com one. I like the NFL's.
Wow.
I do. I like you can write stories on there. You can put pictures and, you know, all that other stuff that probably doesn't matter. I just like the layout better. I honestly do. I like the layout better. I like how it looks. I like the mobile app much better. And since I'm calling the shots, we're going with it. No, I want to feel comfortable doing it.
Give me a break. You're pressing a few buttons either way.
It wasn't just me. The missus and a couple of other people, they're like, it's confusing.
Your wife never changed her lineup since she didn't even draft.
Because the other one was easier.
She didn't even draft.
Send you
alerts. I don't even think you drafted.
No.
Everyone's like, where's the G-Cat at? Okay. I remember I was in my dorm.
Because, you know, I told you what happened that day. And what happened at that exact moment when you hear, doo-doo-doom, doo-doo-doom, and the draft is now open. What happened? Do you remember what happened?
No, I don't.
No, clearly you remember the evening.
No.
You just said,
I don't remember what happened.
Do you remember what happened?
Was your kid born or something?
Wow, that's really good to know that that's how you would view it. It's just, well, your kid was born, you missed the draft, which, you know, people are laughing, or you're laughing. I wonder if people actually drafted during a birth. It wouldn't surprise me. There's some losers out there that probably would.
You're a loser for not
a loser.
For thinking they're losers. What happened? Forget what happened.
I had to change diapers.
Yeah.
I got in the second round.
You're a loser.
No, I'm not a loser. You know, I'm really looking forward to the day you get into this situation where I'm at. Because you know what I get, Joey, every day? I get grief. Well, what are you doing? Well, and like I get like 45 texts in 3 minutes. Do this. I need this. I need that. And I'm like, dude, I'm with the kid right now. I'm like, he just doesn't get it. I get it. You're 19. You don't
multitask.
Get it. I can't wait. If you knew how much multitasking parents do. Yeah, I can't wait.
If you can't even draft and change a diaper.
I can't wait till you see an explosion and you get thrown up on.
Draft while you're cleaning yourself up.
Yep. It's coming.
You have a mobile phone. Click, click.
Hey,
click,
who had more wins last year? You or me?
I'm pretty sure I did.
No, you didn't.
Check.
You check. That's your job.
Treat me like that. Yep. I'm your intern.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Joey, did you play last year? I don't think he played. But yes, we will have fantasy football. We'll get ready to go on that. But I'm just telling you now, once you get in, we'll start setting it up, obviously, when we turn the calendar. But it is August tomorrow. So we'll start kind of, you know.
Promoting a little bit more.
How many teams? It's always the issue. How many teams?
Well, I think we have to
make I think it dilutes it. It really does.
What? Like having a lot of teams?
Yeah. The more teams dilutes the product. I really believe that. I feel like your teams really aren't that good.
Well, then that's like if you have more teams, then you feel more prideful when you win because, I picked the best teams even though these aren't the best players.
I tell you what. Here's the only time the assistant commissioner will make a decision because I'm the commissioner.
No.
You get to choose how many teams.
I'm going to be making it, so I'm going to make myself the commissioner.
No, you're not. I'm the commissioner. How many teams? You get to choose.
I'm going to have to think about it. I'm going to make people have to write me a little one sentence or two sentence paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
Why they should be in it. And then why I'm better than you at everything.
Okay. You were doing so well until that last sentence. You were doing so well until that last sentence. You really were.
All right. Well, I still stand with the whole two sentence paragraph.
Well, we'll figure out a way to
why you should
to
be
earn your way. And like most of our contests, we.
I'm automatically in. So
yes, you're in.
And you're automatically.
Joey, do you ever play fantasy football? Did you play last year?
No, I just play fantasy.
Okay, I hear you.
All right.
Lose. Bad.
I'm going to beat you down, Gus. Oh, I can't wait to play.
Okay, just a very quick poll. Go ahead. You can either put it up or you can just call or whatever. But just, you don't have to really make it official.
I'm going
to
make our matchup week one.
No. What I'm saying is, where do you like your fantasy football the best? Because, like, my sister does Yahoo. We've done ESPN. More partial to NFL, and I've used CBS in the past when where the station was before we did, you know, it was a CBS sports station, so we did it. I like CBS too. I'm not a fan of the ESPN one. Just not.
You sound like a child right now.
No, I'm just saying, of all of them that are available out there.
Grow up.
From graphics to easeability to the layouts of the mobile app, it's not my favorite.
You know what I like about CBS? It gives you, Yahoo. Yahoo gives you your draft grade. And it says, it's like funny. It's like a whole paragraph page on why you suck or why you're amazing.
Are you kind of agreeing with me then that maybe ESPN isn't the best one?
I never said it wasn't.
No, you were kind of making fun of me.
I kind of like the Yahoo ones where it gives you, I like that aspect of it. Right.
Then again also means that it could possibly exist out there, a better app, a better way to play fantasy football. So you're going with that. That's where you would like to do our fantasy football league on ESPN.
I kind of want to do it on Yahoo now so I could read my thing. And that way, if you pick really poorly, I could just hammer you.
Again, I'm the commissioner and have full Roger Goodell authority.
All right, if you were Roger Goodell, you wouldn't even be putting up this poll.
I would.
No, you wouldn't.
No, because that's the good sign of a man in charge. I'm going to give y'all or let y'all think that y'all have an opinion as to where we should be playing our fantasy football. At the end of the day, we're just going to go with what I want to do. That's how it works. Sports Hangover wraps things up when we come back.
You're horrible.
It's part of your internship on ESPN New Orleans. Yeah, baby, welcome back. Final segment of the Sports Hangover. You did it, didn't you? You posted the poll. No, I'm being serious. It started a little fun, but I honestly want to know, like, what do you think is the best for fantasy football? Corey chiming in already.
The paragraph.
At ESPN.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be mean to Corey, but
I was going
to
say, it kind of sounded a little condescending there. You may have to go back to the rule of speak only when spoken to. Just letting
you
know. Yeah, no, I know. It's tough for you. I get it.
I know,
but
I do it too much.
Yeah, just maybe at least for the rest of the show. Maybe we'll address this tomorrow. Corey says NFL is the best for fantasy football. It gives you draft grades and analysis of your draft. And also gives you a breakdown of your week's matchup. By far the best. That's not even mentioning the highlights for scoring plays. Exactly. Like, on your phone, like, when somebody scores or something, it pops on your phone and you tap it and there's, like, let's say I have Alvin Kamara. When he scores a touchdown, bloop, bloop, at the top of your phone, you tap it, there's Kamara's touchdown. Again, it's just, dude, I'm telling you, NFL's nice.
Wait, it's a video of Alvin Kamara? Mm-hmm. Wait, are you serious?
Also, Corey says, please let Jordan the intern know that a paragraph requires at least 3 sentences.
No, but you could say a 2-paragraph sentence. Is that not a thing?
Saul, I want to be in the league. Dibs. Hey, Saul's, write him down.
Oh, he's got to send
me. No, write him down.
A 2-sentence paragraph.
But he used dibs. Fine. When's the last time you heard dibs?
Fine.
I like it.
Since the 80s.
Well, at least we consider him. Write it down. Saul. I don't even know what you just did. It's a line. It's a
Saul.
Slash. It was a number
Saul.
One. Okay, Saul.
Saul.
Saul hyphen dibs, so we know who it is, in case there's more than one Saul.
Dibs.
There we go.
Now we're going to have a ton of dibs.
Although he was the first to give dibs. You can't do multiple dibs. Mm-hmm. Do you even know what dibs is?
Yes, I know what dibs is.
Clearly you don't. Once someone calls dibs, you got dibs. There is no, I got second dibs.
I've heard it before.
I mean, technically, I guess I got next would be the following.
I mean,
it's not dibs. No one says I got next dibs. Someone goes, I got dibs.
I got next dibs.
No,
just did
they
it.
Say I got next. You would know this if you played hoops where I play. I'm just saying.
You don't even play hoops.
Again, you don't want it. You really don't want me. I'm just, trust me on that.
Soft.
Because, no.
Stay in your lane.
See, here's the thing. Can you handle a 42-year-old absolutely handling you on the court? Can you handle that?
We are, no.
If you can handle
right, you're
that.
You're challenging me now.
Whenever you want.
You're,
if you can handle
whenever
that.
Whenever you want.
If you can handle that. If you, I mean, again, because you're going to have to live that down for a while.
Okay.
Because there will be tweets on it, posts on Instagram and Facebook. I'll probably make a music video to it. I mean, it's going to be embarrassing. So letting you know. Relic on Twitter at GCAT_17. And again, feel free to follow me on Twitter as I get closer to Brian and Ola East. Saints should look to sign Thomas to an extension after the season. No fifth-year option on him because he was a second-round pick. That's right. Ugh. Why do I think he was a first? Because he plays like it?
You're a bum.
You know?
Cause, no, because ever since you made that comment.
Seriously.
You made that comment just
seriously.
Randomly.
See? I got under your skin, didn't I? Because you know you're going to lose.
No, because you just talk the talk and you don't back it up.
Again, whenever you want it.
Right after this.
Oh, name cannot be blank on Twitter, says at GCAT_17 at ESPN Radio NOLA. I have been in the league everywhere. Write me down, Kenan Mandeville. Ken has been in every single year. Now, should it be easier for him to get in or harder?
I don't know. What was his, what did he finish with last year?
I don't know. Again, I asked you to look up the records.
I don't think I have them anymore.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Anyway, like I said, I'm leaning to the NFL.
I might website. Be with you now.
I'm telling you, go check it out. Go do that for your homework assignment tonight. Go look at it. You'll see what I'm talking about. It's just so.
Well, would you look at that? We have 20 votes, and none of them for NFL.com.
That makes me even.
Because you're a bum.
Sports Hangover continues tomorrow. Saints back at it. We'll be out there at practice. We'll have the very latest, obviously, observations in the works. Coming up next, it's Matt Moscona. And after further review, you've been listening to ESPN New Orleans.